شكرا السيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As it is well known, the convention has a dearth of institutions and finances. The most important achievement of the review conference was the establishment of the ISU in Geneva to provide the administrative support that has been approved in review conferences, as well as the implementation and the universality of the convention and CBMs. The seventh review conference decided the establishment of a data bank to facilitate the exchange of information. The ISU was very successful in implementing its mandate. On the national level, we have established national focus points that cooperate and coordinate with the ISU. It is of paramount importance that member states continue to provide information on their work, on their mechanisms, and on their work in order to create best practices in order to stem this institutional shortage. Mr. Chairman, the following points may help us buttress the institutional weakness. ISU must be supported to implement all its tasks. The science and technology must be reviewed in order to reach the most important decisions. Several reviews in science and technology must take place in matters related to the conventions, with the appointment of experts in science and technology that can review the latest discoveries in science and technology. This allows member states to keep abreast of all the new scientific developments that are related to the convention, and also to have a roster of the experts that can provide the needed support through suitable mechanisms for this purpose. On the level of the implementation of the convention, I believe we should take up the proposals that were given in 2015 regarding the implementation, which clearly referred to the importance of discussing the most important means that would facilitate participating in the meeting and that can allow the countries to provide evidence that they are complying to the objectives of the convention. Thank you, sir.